This is Passport to Texas. Texas roadsides will soon be awash in colorful wildflowers. And Dr. Damon Wyatt, formerly of the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, says these and other native plants have a place in the natural and built landscapes.
Native plants provide really important ecosystem services for local wildlife, pollinators. They filter stormwater and rainwater. So they provide all these services to the ecosystem. They can provide similar services in the built landscape and reduce things like water use, pesticide use, and fertilizer use. In addition, they have the aesthetic qualities that we want people to learn to appreciate so that they're not looking for that next exotic ornamental, that they're more interested in finding that next native plant that looks great and functions perfectly in their environment.
There are a lot of people who might look at wildflowers and native plants and say, gosh, how do those fit into my idea of a formal landscape?
That's something we're really trying to fight, that concept that if you're a native plant enthusiast, then your yard must look wild and unkempt. At the Wildflower Center, we model different design styles using native plants, and you can use native plants in high design and very formal designs, you know, if that's the look you're going for.
You can find plants that are right for you at wildflower.org. That's our show, funding provided in part by Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.